This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The sergeant who faced charges of negligent homicide and reckless endangerment in the shooting death of Christian Glass has agreed to a plea deal. Kyle Gould pleaded guilty this afternoon to two misdemeanors, duty to intervene and duty to report use of force. The 22-year-old Glass called 911 when his car got stuck in Clear Creek County in 2022. A responding deputy shot and killed Glass, who was scared to get out of his car. Gould was sentenced to 2 years of probation and fined $100,000. Workers for at least five unionized Starbucks shops in Colorado joined a national walkout today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Baristas in Denver, Superior, and Greeley joined the strike, which coincided with the coffee chain's Red Cup promotional day. Danny Press, a barista in Denver, says their store has been unionized for over a year, but still hasn't gotten a contract.
I think that it's time that Starbucks come to the bargaining table and actually talk to the unions about giving us the wage increases they gave to non-union stores, giving us credit card tips, all these things that impact our quality of life, our ability to pay rent.
Both the company and union have traded blame for violating bargaining rules, and federal regulators are reviewing multiple complaints from both sides. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
More dogs in Colorado are getting sick with respiratory viruses this year. The viruses present as a dry cough but are lasting far longer than typical canine coughs. Some cases are even deteriorating into bacterial pneumonia. Veterans recommend pets are fully vaccinated. It's a good idea to keep dogs away from social spaces where they might come in contact with a contagious pooch. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.